Let's stay in Detroit for a moment. There's a bike shop there, right next to the Rensen. It puts on all kinds of guided bike tours through the city. Wheelhouse Detroit has tours of churches, urban agriculture, and painted murals. There's also the Haunted Detroit Tour, which reporter Kyle Norris took last night. She has this audio postcard from downtown Detroit. It begins with bike rider Wendy Pirelli.
It's a beautiful fall evening, and it's sunny, barely any wind. It's going to be a great night for a bike ride. This is not something we normally do. So this is the first time we've done this. My sister hasn't biked in probably 30 years, so it's a big deal.
I'm not sure, are these the streets here? So Lafayette East, heading up DeQuindercut, coming down. Oh, we're coming down Cass. That's beautiful.
Stick around with me, okay? I don't know how fast I could go.
I got you, man. Yeah.
Dude, you just see me trying to ride. Okay, don't worry.
All right, guys, everybody on the tour can come over this way.
I'm Mark. I am the tour guide for the Haunted Detroit bike tour from the Wheelhouse Detroit. We're going to find some old haunted spots, go through some cemeteries, the old contours of Detroit.
My name is Tony, and I am one of the sweepers here for the Wheelhouse Tours. I'm an on-road mechanic, basically. You will be taking around through some of the more desolate parts of the city to see and hear stories about places that did exist and do exist still. And maybe talk about a few ghosts here and there. Maybe see one, hopefully.
We're going to go through Eastern Market, which is our open-air produce market. On St. Aubin here, this was a huge area for a Purple Gang back in the day. We all know the Purple Gang is.
No.
Gangsters from the 20s running booze from Detroit or from Canada in Detroit. They were huge. So over here at 3587 St. Aubin, which is in this section right here on the other side of the street there, unfortunately, the house doesn't stand there anymore. But there's a man named Benny de Baptista. And he was a self-proclaimed prophet. And he would do ceremonies in his basement and stuff. Unfortunately for him, when the police finally entered the home of this gentleman, they found him in the office. And he was in his office here in his very nice clothes, perfectly sitting there with his arms crossed his chest, sitting in his chair. Unfortunately, his head was down at his feet. Typical gangland type scenario gone on. Also, his family, his four children, his one son and three daughters and his wife, they were also found in the house as well, but they were completely not given the fortune of being just your head severed off. They were completely thrashed and slashed, I guess you would say. So, anyway, so that's that over there.
We are at Elmwood Cemetery. We're right outside the gates of the cemetery. There's a fireman's plot. Coleman Young is buried here. Some of the Stroh's family. Lewis Cass is buried here. The Woodbridge family. It's kind of like the who's who.
Also, this is a cool one. Older folks would know this one. Martha Jean the Queen is here. First African-American woman. Or not the first, but a very notable radio celebrity in Detroit. She used to do AM radio. It was on the Gospel Channel. She was on WJLP. She was also in the movie Detroit 9000. Have anybody seen that? Yeah? So apparently somebody's giggling. Because she was in that movie also. And they also filmed the chase scene where they're shooting at each other in here. We're going to go this way. And we're going to get a nice view of this ridge in this place. This is like the best view in this cemetery.
Especially when you're on the ground.
Hey, my name is Sean Carvillo, and I just did the haunted bike tour here in Detroit. It was awesome. I recommend everyone else to do it. The cemetery was awesome. That was just the history, just to see Detroit as it's and it's majestic. And then the Masonic Temple, which is another majestic building in Detroit. Just seeing how it was in the Roaring Twenties, when you see those old buildings, you see the architecture, you see that. I think that was more of the haunting than anything, to see how just a imagine back when the city was in its heyday, and that's what I got to say was more of the haunting to me on this tour. I just thought it was just great because I could feel Detroit. When you're in a car, you really don't feel that. But when you're riding a bike, that vibe just goes through you, and you just feel the pulse or the beat. I know that sounds corny, but I just felt the pulse and beat of Detroit today.